Well, you decided that you were going to try to get to America. You did do that, and you reckoned that you hadn't enough qualifications, but you made a smart move by attending college at that stage.
Yeah, so during my time at Forest Green Rovers, I did a degree through Heartbreak College in Gloucestershire in England, down in southwest England, and turned out to be the best move I ever made, because I tried to get into America, like I said, when I left West Brom, and couldn't get in, as the Americans say. I didn't have enough core credit years, and getting into university in America, I'll put no any young Donegal boy listening to this, it's tough with the paperwork side and the academic side. It's very hard to get into universities in America, so I had to go to a college in England to get a degree in sports performance and conditioning to give me away, so I could have enough, you know, a valuable piece of paper then to show that I could qualify to get into a university in America.
And you succeeded, and you joined Jacksonville University on a soccer scholarship. What was that like?
No, I'm not gonna lie, it was life changing. Getting away to America. I never forget when the email came in, the Jacksonville University's men's soccer coach emailed me, and the title of the email was, "Do you want to move to Florida?" ? And I was saying yes, agreeing to it even before I scrolled down to the bottom of the email. So that was in September of 2011, and like I said, it was a life-changing moment getting away to play soccer in America.
And you were obviously going to get a qualification as well, an academic qualification, but you had a number of injuries. You know, how did it work out? Were you playing for the college team?
Yeah, so I know it's soccer in college in America is very, very, very different compared to soccer in college here in Ireland and obviously in England. And I know it's a bit more recreational type based, and it's not as maybe it's quite as serious as it is in America. But when I went to America, I was shocked and taken aback. I was training just as much and maybe perhaps more. I was training more in America than I was at West Brom. You're training in the mornings. You're going to classes then, and then doing weightlifting sessions from 6, 7 a.m. until 9. You're going to classes from 10 until 12, and then you're training again on the field in the evening. So all the while, like I said, you're combining your academic studies as well. I was very lucky to have the academic studies, because during this whole time I was on 3 knee operations, and then when I went to America, I managed to get myself a 4th knee operation. So throughout the whole time, my knees, I was working hard to get ahead, but my knees just weren't quite agreeing with me and keeping up.
So you continued playing, but then you graduated from Jacksonville University, 2014. What happened thereafter?
So that's great. I graduated in May of 2014, and, you know, like any young man come out of college, you're trying to figure things out. I said that a few offers to go and keep playing maybe here in the States, but I was after 4 knee operations, and then I was under no illusion. After every single knee operation there, you know, I'd be quite the realist. I could just see I wasn't saving the shots quite like I used to do. I wasn't getting down as quick as I used to. I wasn't getting up as quick as I used to. And I was just, you know, I just knew it broke your heart, but the play, and you had to make a call sometime that this, I'm not going to have the career that I wanted and the career that I envisioned with the soccer. So when I graduated from Jacksonville University, I managed to work one or two little jobs, and then I founded my own company over here in America, and it's kind of grown organically over the last 2 years. It's called Good Lad Soccer. And I've been running that for the last 2 years. And in the 2 years, it's grown to a client base of over 250 soccer players.
And how often have you coaching sessions, and where have you them?
Well, I'm very lucky in the sense that the soccer in America is growing. So I'm working 7 days a week over there. And it's great to be over there self-employed. You're out there working in the sun, working in the heat every day. You're earning every dollar is given to you. You're earning it, you know. So and it's quite different in Florida. You have a lot of public parks and private community areas. So that's where, you know, that's where the soccer training takes place. Something similar, you know, to maybe the fields there be as much as it can compare to maybe something like you'd have the Cake Centre there over in Killigordon there, the Cross Killigordon. You'd be taking part in the trainings would be taking place on fields such as that.
Have you got employees, and how big do you intend to have that company?
Like I said, that's something that I never really imagined I would ever own my own company. And this year now, when I go back, obviously I'm back home in Ireland here. I just recently got married, so that's why I'm back here on my honeymoon in Donegal. And I'm going back now to Florida in June, and we have 4 week-long camps in June with over 165 kids attending. And I've myself and I employ 5 people to work under me as well. So, like I said, it's really boomed now in the last 12 to 18 months where you're starting to employ people and getting people to work after you. And so we're staying, you know, like anything, I'm on purpose, I'm keeping it very regional and very local in northeast Florida at the minute. And my next move then will be moving more south towards Orlando, more north towards Savannah, Georgia. And once you get some bases there, then maybe then you start working further up the East Coast. And eventually then, and the timeline is in the next 6 to 8 years, then you have more national locations then.
Well, Gavin, could you sum up, you know, your last 10 years experience or thereabouts from the time that you went on trial, cross-channeled, hoping to make it big in the Premiership, to your situation now?
If I could sum it up, I would have to say no regrets. Eye-opening in the sense that you can really, my time at West Brom showed that it is far from rosy, and it's far, the guys that you see playing on Match of the Day, on Sky Sports News, the guys you see playing, they are the elite of the elite 1%. And I didn't realise as a young kid growing up, there's 99% below those guys scrapping, making a living here, making a living there. And if I could advise a young guy coming through now in Donegal, coming through, would be, if he's playing at a good level in Ireland here, would be to definitely consider going on a soccer scholarship to the United States, no matter, you know, what area or what state it is in America. That I would fully encourage any 17, 18-year-old soccer, male or female, listening to this right now, to definitely consider a career move to the United States once they get completed with their leaving cert.
And you would recommend that they do the Leaving Cert or they do some qualifications, obviously, to get in?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. Like I said, I just had the Junior Cert to my name, so that's why I was a bit of a special scenario, you know. But if you come out with a good average Leaving Cert, there's no reason why you can't attend a good, strong university in the United States.